Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Good morning, Desert Springs. Amen. Amen. God bless you and God keep you, those who are watching online. We thank God for your presence. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice and we are glad in it. How many glad to be alive today? Would you give God some praise for that? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Caleb, for that wonderful introduction and also for inviting me to come. I want you to know, Desert Springs, your pastor, Caleb Campbell, gives me hope. He gives me hope for a better tomorrow, a better church, a better United States, and a better world. Can we thank God for Pastor Caleb? Amen. 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 And we pray for his family, and we pray for you. We thank God for all of you and all that Pastor Caleb does to represent the body of Christ and to represent Jesus of Nazareth and all that he stood for then, 2,000 years ago, and all that he stands for today. And I want to praise God for the praise and worship team, for the sound team, all the volunteers, church leaders and staff. I know what it takes to get ready for a worship service. And so it is a privilege for me to be here. I bring you greetings from my wife, Dr. Karen Elizabeth Stewart, who actually is preaching in the West Valley at the church at Litchfield today. I told my congregation at the 7:30 service, I stopped by to say hi, because we have a member who turned 90 today, and I wanted to be there for her birthday. But I told them, I said, Pastor Karen is on the mission field in the West Valley, and Pastor Stewart is on a mission field in the North Valley. So we are fulfilling the Great Commission today, and of course, I just thank you for this privilege to come and to share with you. I have my second son with me and one of my grandchildren, Sanaya. I have a baker's dozen grandchildren over there. And then two of our brothers from our church, Brother Ernie Urquhart, who lives up in this neighborhood, and then Brother Daryl Bunn, one of our faithful members of FIBC, who wanted to join their pastor on this day. Amen. Amen, amen. Now I was told I have a certain amount of time to preach, so now start the clock. Amen, amen. That was not my preaching at that time. Amen, amen, amen. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. That was my childhood nighttime prayer. Is there anyone here who's ever prayed that prayer before? Amen, amen, amen. Now, when my wife and I started having children, I think one of our aunts or somebody came to visit with us, and they heard me leading our children, Caleb, at night to pray this prayer. They said, oh, no, stop, 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 stop. They said to me, do not teach your children that nighttime prayer because it can be frightening and traumatizing. If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Never thought about that. So consequently, I'm a fast learner. I began to teach my children, and now my grandchildren, whenever they stay at our home, I teach them this nighttime prayer. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, in every way. Watch over me, Lord, while I sleep. And then, God bless mommy, God bless daddy. And then if they have siblings, God bless their siblings by name. If they have grandparents, God bless their grandparents. In Jesus' name, amen. So I hope that is not as traumatic as if I die before I wake. My late maternal grandfather, Deacon Clarence Stanley Washington, Sr. of the 12th Street Missionary Baptist Church in Coffeyville, Kansas, and who reared me as his own son, alongside his own children, which included my mother, was the chef in our hometown's most popular restaurant, and often had to work on Sundays from morning until evening. Daddy, as I called him, Daddy missed going to church so much that in his sleep on Sunday nights, everyone in the whole house could hear him praying aloud in his sleep. And he prayed what is called a traditional black church prayer. And I'm going to share some of it with you now. Today, our Heavenly Father, it is once more and again that we, a few of your handmaid servants, are gathered in this sacred place, knee bent and body bowed, in the humblest way that we know how, our heads hung in the locks of our shoulders, facing the mother dust this side of the greedy grave one more time. We thank you that all night long, your angel of mercy watched over us while we slumbered and slept. We thank you for keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Early this morning, you touched us with a finger of love, and we awoke to discover that the blood was still running warm in our veins. We thank you, my master, that our bed was not our cooling board, that our bedclothes were not our winding sheets. And let me explain that. In the old days where there was no air conditioning, when people died, they laid them out on a board, a cooling board, and then they wrapped their bodies in sheets. So again, that our bed was not our cooling board, that our bedclothes were not our winding sheets, that the four walls of our room were not the narrow confines of the greedy grave. You've lengthened out the prickly threads of our unprofitable lives and bid our golden moments to roll on just a little while longer for Jesus' sake. Now, Jesus, if you see anything like sin lurking anywhere near us, drive it as far from us as east is from the west, and chunk it into the sea of forgetfulness, never to rise again. Build us up where we're torn down. Prop us up on every leaning side. For Jesus' sake, amen. When I was a child, this prayer was prayed by deacons in Black Baptist churches all over the nation. All over the nation. It was not written, but it passed on from generation to generation by oral tradition. Some of these phrases I use even in my praying today when I pray, but it was passed on by oral tradition. And so with that being said, today's message is titled, and I hope you're paying attention, today's message is titled, "It's Time to Pray Attention." Would you repeat that to me? It's time to pray attention. That's right. It's time to pray attention. Now, I can't take credit for that, Pastor Caleb, because I heard it from one of our former members, the Reverend Greg Holt. I saw it on social media, and I said, man, I'm going to preach that. And I messaged him and said, look, man, I saw where you have that great title. I'm going to use it. I'm going to give you credit. Not preaching from the same text you did, but I love that title. It's time to pray attention, y'all. It's time to pray attention. In today's passage, our Lord Jesus is teaching us, his followers, about prayer. And Desert Springs My brothers and sisters, if ever we need to be taught about prayer again by Jesus, it is in the times in which we live. We're living in very dangerous times. I'm very concerned about the future, not just of America, but the future of the world. All that's going on today in Ukraine and Russia, in the Middle East, in our own cities, in our own communities, we need to pray like never before. So first today, don't pray to get attention earthward. First, don't pray, my brothers and sisters, to get attention earthward. That's what Jesus warns us in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 5 through 5, 7, and 8a. Let me read it for you from the International Children's Bible. And the reason I use that, I read through the Bible in a different version every year. And so this year I'm reading through the Bible in the International Children's Version. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. They love to stand in synagogues and on street corners and pray loudly. They want people to see them pray. I tell you the truth, they already have their full reward. And when you pray, don't be like those people who don't know God. They continue saying things that mean nothing. They think that God will hear them because of the many things they say. Don't be like them. Now, please don't get mad at me for starting my message with a negative. My doctoral professor, the late Dr. Henry Mitchell, taught us, as I studied for my doctorate, you always sandwich the negative between the positive, but I'm just preaching this scriptural text because your pastor gave it to me. So if you get mad with anybody, get mad with him. Three quick don'ts about praying to get attention earthward, Desert Bible, Desert Springs. Doing so has an artificial pietistic persona outward. When you pray to get people's attention, doing so has an artificial pietistic persona outwards. Jesus Christ warning even labels such prayers as hypocrites, referring to actors in the play. The Africa Bible Commentary offers, Jesus questions the motives of those who pray to impress others. In other words, our praying, especially during this Lenten season, our praying must be characterized by genuineness and sincerity, not by a verbosity of words to impress everybody but God. Yeah. Doing so, praying to get attention earthward, doing so has a spiritual gravitational pull, y'all. Doing so has a spiritual gravitational pull downward. Yes, yes. These kinds of public polluting prayers don't make it above the ceiling. They're all up there. When they are insincere, they don't make it above the ceiling. These kind of prayers, our egos weigh them down so much that they never take off heavenward. When we pray to impress people, when we pray to get everybody's attention but God, doing so has an acoustical, to be heard, has an acoustical futile enunciation inward. Yes. Doing so, praying to get attention earthward, has an acoustical futile enunciation inward. Prayers uttered, y'all, prayers uttered to get people's attention are sound events, but not spiritual experiences. They are sound events, but they are not spiritual experiences. Our Lord labels them as meaningless because those prayers get their kicks out of listening to their own voices. And mind you now, Christ is not warning here. His warning here is not a diatribe against praying in public. No. It's the Prince of Prayer's prohibition of our prayers being reduced to public performances. Yes, it is the Prince of Prayer's prohibition that our prayers prayed to get others' attention become public performances. Listen to the words on praying to get attention earthward. Jesus said, don't be like them. Don't be like them. Second, pray to get God's attention only. If you don't remember anything else Pastor Stewart says today, remember that. Pray to get God's attention only. No matter if you're privately praying or publicly praying, pray to get God's attention only. Verses 6 and 8b make that plain. When you pray, Jesus said, you should go into your room and close the door. Then pray to your Father who cannot be seen. Your Father can see what is done in secret. What is done in secret, and he will reward you. Your Father knows the things you need before you ask him. Listen, we get God's attention when we pray privately to him. We get God's attention, my brothers and sisters, when we pray privately to him. Again, our Lord's teaching here is not anti-public prayer. No, I don't want you to get that. Don't want you to leave here with that. It's not anti-public prayer. However, it is my contention, my brothers and sisters, that private prayer is the most intimate act a human being can perform because it involves communication of our mind, body, soul, and spirit with our Creator who knows us better than we know ourselves. Preach, Warren, preach. Again, let me say that again. It is my belief that private prayer is the most intimate act a human being can perform because it involves communication of our mind, body, soul, and spirit with our Creator who knows us better than we know ourselves. Real intimacy at its deepest level is rarely expressed or experienced in public. Jesus is teaching that when it comes to his followers' preferred prayer posture, that what pleases our Father God the most is less PDA, public display of affection, and more PRDA, private display of affection. What impresses God most is not PDA, but PRDA, private display of affection in our prayers to God. We get God's attention and his benedictions when we pray privately to him. Don't miss that. We get God's attention and his benedictions when we pray privately to him. A benediction is usually a closing prayer, asking God's blessing upon a gathering. And the word literally, means in Latin a good word, a well word, a parting blessing. And let me tell you something. I am a witness. Glory to the Lamb. I am a witness that the benedictions that God bestows upon us after private prayer usually don't stay private. Help me, somebody. I said, I'm a witness that the benedictions that God bestows upon us after private prayer are very rarely do they stay private. We sing a song in the Black Baptist Church that goes like this. The Lord is blessing me right now. He woke me up this morning. He started me on this way. He didn't let me sleep too late, but he woke me up right on time. The Lord is blessing me right now. And if he's blessing you right now, just give him a hand of praise right now. If he's blessing you right now. Yeah. And then we get God's attention when we pray privately. Watch this. As he attends to our needs. Rewind. We get God's attention when we pray privately as he attends, getting his attention, as he attends to our needs. You see, we serve an all-knowing God, and there are no surprises to him. He's not surprised at what's going on in the world right now. He's not surprised with what's going on in our lives, what's going on with Desert Springs, what's going on with FIBC. He's not surprised at anything going on. A matter of fact, God is providing for us before we mouth a syllable in private prayer to him. He's already providing for us before we mouth a syllable to him. There's another song says, hear my cry, O Lord, after Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O Lord, attend unto my prayer. Hear my cry, O Lord, attend unto my prayer. And when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. So we are admonished, don't pray to get attention earthward. And we are taught by Jesus to pray to get his attention only. That brings me to my third and final point. It's time to pray attention. It's time to pray attention. And Jesus Christ gifts us with the model prayer in verses 9 through 13. He gifts us with the model prayer. And let me just walk through this and see if it'll make any sense to you. It's time to pray attention to get God's attention first. It's time to pray attention to get God's attention first. Jesus said, so when you pray, you should pray like this. Our Father in heaven, we pray that your name will always be kept holy. You do know God's first name, don't you? I'm sure Pastor Caleb has told you his first name. God's first name is Hallowed. Hallowed be thy name. That's just a joke. But seriously, we must recognize God's name as holy, righteous, sanctified, and reverent. We must address God for who he is, our heavenly, holy Father, not Daddy, not Pop, not OG. No. He is our sovereign, supreme, second to none Father God. And he deserves all the respect that we can give him. It's time to pay attention to God to do earthward what he is doing heavenward. Hear me now. It's time for us to pay attention to get God to do earthward what he is doing heavenward. We pray that your kingdom, Jesus tells us to pray. We pray that your kingdom will come. We pray that what you want will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, God. The New Interpretive Study Bible footnotes, disciples seek God's complete transformation of the world. Disciples seek God's complete transformation of the world. And remember, when Jesus spoke these words, God's people were under domination by the Roman Empire. They were oppressed. They were no longer a nation. They were a colony of the fierce and evil Roman Empire. Therefore, the model prayer is a prophetic prayer speaking truth to the power about replacing the powers that be. Help me, somebody. I said the model prayer is a prophetic prayer that speaks to the power about replacing the powers that be, y'all. Yeah. Both Henry Blackaby and Tony Evans encourages us to get on God's agenda rather than praying for God to get on our agendas. Pray to get on God's agenda rather than our praying for God to get on our agendas. It's time, y'all. It's time to pay attention to get God to give us our daily needs, right? It's time to pay attention to get God to give us our daily needs. You'd be surprised how many poor people and people of color pray this prayer every day because they do not regularly have daily needs met. In Gaza, on our southern border, in Ukraine, in Sudan, in our inner cities, on reservations, walking the streets, and even in churches. How many people pray this prayer, give us the food we need for each day, because they don't know where their next meal is coming from? It's time to pay attention, y'all, to get God to help us pay attention to sin and Satan. Yeah. It's time to pay attention to get God to help us pay attention to sin and Satan. Forgive the sins we have done, just as we have forgiven those who did wrong to us. And do not cause us to be tested, but save us from the evil one. Praying attention involves, y'all, the humility of confession that each of us as followers of Jesus Christ has a sin problem needing forgiveness on two levels. Vertical, God forgiving us. Horizontal, us forgiving others. And others forgiving us, and even us forgiving ourselves. Vertical and horizontal, heavenward and earthward. Verse 13 is a challenging verse calling for divine help in coping with temptations, trials, tribulations, and tests in this life. Younger people, hear me what I'm saying. That praying attention involves asking God for help, dealing with the trials and troubles and tribulations and tests in this life. Then the private prayer model closes with a desperate SOS. Father, rescue us from our world, saturated with Satan and his sinister, sordid, sorcerous, supernatural seduction Save us from all of the isms that infect us daily. And yet, after all of this, it's time to pay attention because God deserves our praise for who he is. I said, yes, my brothers and sisters. Yes, yes, I did start with a negative. Don't pray for God's attention, for attention earthward. But I end on a positive. And yet after all of this, it's time to pay attention because God deserves our praise for who he is. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours forever and forever. Y'all didn't hear what I said. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours forever and ever. It was a common practice to conclude Jewish prayers with a benediction of praise. May you and I aim to close our private prayers with benedictions of praise to our loving Father in heaven who sent his only begotten Son to save us from all of our sins. We sing a hymn in the church. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. And crown him Lord of all. And one version says, and crown him, 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 and crown him Lord of all. It's time to pay attention. Don't pray to get attention earthward. Pray to get God's attention only, for it's time to pay attention. God bless you. God keep you.